in Switzerland today. Hundreds of thousands of women took to the streets. They're demanding fair pay and greater equality in general. Wait, in Switzerland, you might be asking? Here's the reality, though. When it comes to women's rights, the Swiss are not as progressive as you may think. Women didn't get the right to vote there until 1971. And right up until the 1980s, they had to ask their husbands for permission to open a bank account. Yep, not kidding. We wanted to know more about why Swiss women are protesting today. So we reached out to Marie-Louise Fries. She's one of the protest organizers, and she spoke to us from the town of Fribourg.
If you look at the average salary, we still earn 20% less than men. There are more women in Switzerland that have a university degree, but the amount of women who are really in the leading positions, in top leading positions, is very low, extremely low.
Now, I know there was a huge general strike by women in Switzerland in 1991. Is it the case that some of the same people participating in that march are out there today?
Yes, there are a lot of women who participated already in 1991 because, unfortunately, a lot of what we are claiming for has not been put in practice. And that's also the reason why we redo this second general strike.
Are there a lot of women out there today for this general strike? I mean, has it struck a chord for Swiss women? Are they really out there taking part in this?
So the participation is quite good, but still in the preparation of this strike, we realized that also many women feel like we should not be complaining because, yes, we are Switzerland, we are a very high standard country, but often they don't know what it looks like in the neighboring countries. For example, now we are fighting for a father's leave if there is a baby. And in all the other countries surrounding Switzerland, we have a father's leave in case of birth. So some people, they just also, as you also have this picture in the mind that we are the best country and that we don't need to improve anything. So they just don't move because they think we should not be complaining.
Marie-Louise, you're young, you're in your 30s. What are the big issues for you? What are you out there fighting for?
So one of my biggest issues is that if I would get pregnant now and become a mom, I would probably need to lose my job because there is no legal basis that assures for women to have childcare for sure. It depends, in fact, on the commune where you're living. So if you're living in the city of Bern, you will get some subvention for the childcare so that you can continue working. But if you just live in the village next to Bern, this village might not offer this for the children. So the mother would be forced to stay at home.
So there's just a lot of, the situation varies really from town to town and city to city.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What sort of support are you getting from Swiss men?
So this is very paradox, or like some men, they really see and understand the reasons why we were asking women to strike today. And other men, they somehow feel aggressed by us. It's a bit tricky because they take it so personally, even though if we think that we think it's like a system problem, not a person, individual person problem.
That was Marie-Louise Fries, one of the organizers of today's women's strike in Switzerland.